Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. We have a beautiful young lady checking in tonight. She goes by the name of Aranza Alexandria. How you doing, lady?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight.
Of course.
Definitely. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you on the call tonight. Thank you again
Thank
for
you
checking
so
in. Absolutely. My pleasure. Go ahead and give us that official introduction.
My name is Aranza Alexandria, also known as Aranza on the Beat.
Are you a producer as well?
No. I just make music. I sing. That's
okay.
It.
Absolutely. No, that's dope. I love it. And are you from Cali?
Yes, I am. I'm from Bakersfield, California.
Okay. Born and raised?
I was born in Mexico, but I grew up in Bakersfield.
Okay. Let's talk about that. I always like to understand people's journey of how they got to where they're at right now with their music career. So taking it back, you know, to your childhood, what was it like for you growing up in your city?
Pretty much. I grew up with a stepdad who was a music producer. So since a very young age, I was about 4 years old. I was always in the studio and I was just so intrigued and interested in learning more about music. And I always knew I wanted to be a singer. So I've been doing this for a while. I mean, finally, about a year ago, I decided to take it seriously. And yeah, we're just, you know, I'm going at it every day.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. About what age were you when you first started singing? Was it when you were little like that?
Yeah, probably about 10 years old.
Mm.
Yeah, 10 years old.
So
started writing around 15 years old.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually kind of what I was going to ask you. So when you were 10, you were singing other people's songs, and then you got into songwriting around 15.
Yes. Then about 2 years ago, I started recording professionally.
Okay. So you've had a nice journey. You started young. When you were 10
yes.
and you were singing, do you remember any of the songs that you used to enjoy singing?
I was singing like a lot of Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I would do like little covers of his songs. His tone back then was like my tone as well.
Yeah.
So it fit perfectly.
That's awesome.
But I also grew up on like Ariana Grande and like Britney Spears, Selena Gomez, a lot of pop artists.
Definitely.
But back in 2017, the reggaeton, the music industry really started to pop as well.
Yes.
So I started also getting a little more into my culture, but I mean, also R&B is something I've always loved. I'm a dancer. I do, and we do a lot of R&B dancing. So I decided I wanted to make a song for the people at my dance club to dance to. So that's why I made Come Through.
I love that. I bet they do too.
Yes, they do.
That is awesome. So, you know, again, you know, keeping it in the childhood, did you ever sing at church? Was that ever a thing for you?
No, I never sing at church. I was always too nervous to sing at church.
And you said your stepdad was a music producer, so that's really kind of what piqued your interest, being able to be in the studio. That's a dope experience at a young age. I love it.
Yeah, and then my mom also, she sang all her life. She was actually on stage when she was like 6 years old, so she's been doing it for a while.
That is awesome. So it's in your DNA, essentially.
Absolutely, yeah.
Does your mom still sing?
Yeah, I mean, just locally.
Yeah.
But I also have a brother, and he makes music as well. Him and I are both very active on it. We're currently just, you know, trying to get to the top.
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to make our music known. And yeah, it's really cool experience that I get to do this with my brother as well.
Absolutely.
We both help each other out and give each other tips on how to better our music and songwriting.
Yeah. Is he younger or older?
He's older than me. He's 5 years older than me.
Okay. Does he sing as well?
He's a rapper.
Okay, cool. He's out there in Cali too?
Yes, he is.
I love that. That is really, really dope. So it's definitely in the family. It's in your veins.
Yes, it's in your DNA.
So at 15, you started writing. What were you writing about at that age?
Oh, I was just like puppy love, little crushes, things like that.
Definitely. Did you get involved with anything like maybe at your school? Were you ever in chorus or anything like that?
Yes, I was in choir and I also was in band. I was playing the trombone. as well.
Wow.
So super different brass instrument. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that something that you've kept up with?
No, I do play a little bit of trumpet now. I did want to stick with the brass, but no, I mainly play keyboard and guitar.
Wow, so you are all around super talented.
Yeah, I try. Music is like what I love to do, so I try to incorporate it in my daily life as much as I can.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's what you have to do. Whatever your passion is, oftentimes people get caught up and they'll put 8 or 10 hours of their day job in, but they don't make enough time for their passion. It's like, you got to make that time for your passion, too.
Exactly.
Definitely. So you said you dive in sometimes with trumpet. Have you had the opportunity to play, like, with a band or anything?
No, not yet. I would love to.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I'm sure I will sometime in the future.
Yeah. Do you ever play either the guitar or the keyboard and sing like an acapella with it?
I do. I'm trying to practice more the singing and the playing at the same time. That's what I kind of struggle with.
Yeah.
But, I'm working on it so I can get some cover videos out as well and also play along to my song.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine that really takes a lot of focus to be able to do both at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is a goal of mine to eventually go on tour and be able to play the piano and sing at the same time. And then same thing with the guitar. Yeah, I would love that.
Absolutely. And you will. You will absolutely get there. You're super talented. I got the opportunity you're welcome to hear your music. And you have a beautiful voice, like just that pure voice. You don't have to have all the extras to tone it up. Like, it sounds good just naturally.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. So you're out there in Cali now. Is there a big music scene in your area for the type of music that you're currently making?
You know what? Not in Bakersfield, but an hour and a half away in LA, there is a lot. So I've been looking into moving out there and being able to work more in this industry.
That would be a vibe. That would be a whole vibe.
For sure.
Have you had the chance to go to LA and perform out there?
Actually, yes. Last night I just performed out there at a Cinco de Mayo festival.
Ooh,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is dope. What song did you perform?
I performed Come Through and two Spanish songs I have, Subir de Nivel and La OG. But I will be also performing on the 10th in Hollywood as well. So I'm excited for that.
Look at you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's so dope that you can, incorporate both, English and Spanish into your music, because it makes you a more marketable, per se, like opens you up to a broader audience.
Yes, exactly. I mean, also, I always knew that I never wanted to leave my culture behind. I knew I always want to incorporate that.
Definitely.
As much as I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure you have a nice fan base, where you're from originally, and here, in Cali as well, probably throughout everywhere. You probably got a huge fan base because you just have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to build it more over here as well. And in the States.
Yeah, it takes time. It definitely takes time, because with social media, there are so many other artists out here now that use that platform. It's slick, almost oversaturated with artists who are not good like you. No shade to them, but it's just, everybody thinks they can do it now.
It's true. I've noticed a lot of influencers, having the platform, they get into music, and I'm like, dang, I didn't even know that they were into music like that at all. But I mean, everyone's trying to be an artist, I guess, nowadays.
That is facts.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, they can.
But it's, you're talented. You have the talent. An artist like yourself will sustain because you have not only the passion for it, but you are absolutely talented, versus some people don't really have the passion for it. They're just doing it to try to get a little bit of clout, and they don't have the talent. So people like that will come and go quickly.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully this is for the long run. I definitely want to do this. I mean, probably till the day I die.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, especially being in the lane that you're in, like the more R&B lane, there's a lot more longevity to that than some of the other genres. Like, if you're a trap rapper, you don't want to be 60 and still trap rap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
For sure.
I mean, but as a not only a female artist, but as a singer, you can definitely have some longevity with that. And you said you dance too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to go back to that a little bit more, the longevity of it, because I feel like I'm pretty moldable to genres. I feel like I could probably sing in any genre.
Yes.
So I think, yeah, I can go with whatever's trending and whatever is in. I'm here for it. Like whatever genre pops up and it's trendy, like I'm cool with that. I can do it.
I love that. Yeah, because again, it makes you more marketable. You know, if you're tapping into some country music or maybe some Afro beats or a little bit of pop or whatever, yeah, opens you up. Is there other genres that you have tapped into?
I've done trap, R&B. And Latin currently.
That is dope.
Spanish rap as well. But yeah, I mean, I love it all. Yeah. I'm open to collabing with any genre, honestly.
There you go. That is really, really dope because again, it's going to open you up to a whole new audience.
Yeah. I have an appreciation for all types of music. Yeah. Honestly.
Me too. Like I find myself now, like the older I get, the more I love other genres of music. Not that I was ever close to it, but the older I get, I'm like, I have, like you said, that appreciation because all of it is a form of art.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. The older I get, the more I'm like, oh, dang, I didn't realize like this genre, like you start looking into the musicality of it and you're like, oh, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And I've even like dug back as far as like to some of the 60s and 70s music. And I'm like, they were really putting some great music out back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's actually, I've been going back to that a lot as well. My team has been telling me, oh, you know, you got to listen to the older music and, you know, maybe you can get some ideas, you know, bring back some stuff, use some samples. And then I'll be at dance class and I'm one of the youngest ones there and they'll play some music and I'm like, oh man, like I didn't realize like this is the original song. And then the older people will be like, oh yeah, like all the songs you listen to now are sampled from the older songs.
Absolutely. Like, yes.
I'm getting into the older music as well.
That is awesome. And I think it's important to, you know, as an artist, you want to pay homage to the people who came before you and really open those doors and pave the way.
Absolutely. Respect always for them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think that's really dope that you're open to, you know, tapping into other genres because, again, you know, it can carry you a lot further in this industry because it's going to develop you a bigger fan base and make you more marketable.
Absolutely, yes.
Love it. So tell us about your dancer. You said you're an R&B dancer. Break that down for us.
You know, it's a little, we do a bit of everything, actually. We do use poles occasionally, but we do a lot of floor work as well. I think in the past years, pole dancing has been very like taboo, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
It's known to be just like for strippers.
Yeah.
But I got into it and it's actually a really beautiful art form.
I agree.
And the strength it takes is insane. Like props to these ladies doing it. Like, I've only been doing it for about a year, but I mean, I love it. We do all types of dance. We do contemporary, we do R&B, we do Russian, exotic, things like that.
Wow, that is dope. And I love the pole dancing. Yeah, the pole dancing to me is definitely like, it can be sexy, it can be sensual, it can be, you know, passionate. Like, I just think there's so many different forms that you can do just with the pole dancing itself. Like you said, a lot of people, it's not just for strippers. Like it is really an art form. And like you said, you have to have that body strength, that upper body strength. Cause I know if I tried to do it, I'd fall.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It takes time for sure. And something that my coach likes to do with this is she'll teach us a choreography and just to show that it can go with any genre. She'll do like country, rap, like sexy, like R&B type of thing. Like, she'll do all genres and with the same routine and it goes, you know? Like,
absolutely.
It's really, I love that. We can incorporate all genres.
Definitely. And it probably keeps you in phenomenal shape too, you know, being a dancer because, you know, you have to have that body strength.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
How long have you been dancing?
Just a year.
Okay.
I've always been intrigued. I always feel like I was a terrible dancer. I'm like the only one in my family who can't dance. So I was like, you know what? I need to start taking dance classes. But I definitely want to start incorporating other types of dancing, like salsa dancing and bachata and all these other things, you know? Like, I think it's really helpful also, like, on stage so that I'm not a stiff.
Yes, absolutely. And it keeps your endurance up, too, because being on that stage is like a workout.
Yeah, it really is.
It is, especially if you have a show that's, you know, like they give you a 10-minute set or something, you know, like you get up there, you don't want to be huffing and puffing, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the 10-minute sets aren't too hard, but man, the hour ones? Yeah, definitely.
I've seen some artists do one song and they're out of breath.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys need to work out. Get some cardio going in your life.
For sure. Yeah, you get on the treadmill and sing at the same time.
Right, right. And that's difficult because, you know, like I love to work out and, you know, I love nature. I get out to the trails and I hike and stuff. And I know when I'm hiking, like if I, especially on an incline, I'm like, don't talk to me. I got to keep all my breath.
No, for sure. What I've noticed also is a lot of artists aren't actually singing their songs. They have the song playing in the background.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, that's easier. But when you're actually out there singing the whole song, trying to move out there, like then that's when it gets hard.
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. A lot of these artists, you know, especially the rappers, they rap over their actual song. And, you know, I don't knock it, but I love to hear those live performances. Let me hear the live vocals.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you go pay a ticket for, you know, to see someone perform live.
Definitely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And as far as the dancing, have you or will you incorporate that maybe any of your music videos?
Yes. Yes. I definitely want to. I think also on shows, I definitely want to incorporate the dancing. That's why I'm doing it, because it all ties in.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. You're an entertainer. You can be an all-around entertainer.
Exactly. I want to give a full show.
Right. Like you said, that's what people pay to come see. They want to see you dancing, moving around, you know, having a good performance.
Yeah, you
got to
entertain.
Entertain. It's the entertainment business. That's what they come for. Uh-huh. They want a show.
I can't have anyone out there bored. Yeah.
Who would be a dream collab for you?
Ooh, that's tough. I think I have like a dream collab in every genre. I think like in pop, Ariana Grande for sure.
Yep.
In rap, in female rap, I know the product, love her.
Yes.
R&B, probably Usher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Usher, shout out to him.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Love him, yeah.
Are you currently collabing with any artists in your area?
Currently I just did a collab with my brother and then this other artist Chuck, but
I got a chance to interview Chuck a couple weeks ago. He's super dope. We had a great conversation.
He's great.
He is super talented.
He
was a lot of fun, definitely. And what what is your brother's artist name? Let's shout him out too. Give him some shine.
His name is Uni.
Okay. How is that spelled?
Younie.
Got it. Understood. So I'll have to definitely check him out. You said he's a rapper in Cali. Okay, doing his thing.
Yes. Yeah, but right now my manager suggested that we stick to just putting my own music out there for the people to get to know me first before I do any more collabs.
Yes.
But
I agree.
In the future, I will for sure be collabing with people.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. You know, when you're an artist on the rise and you're really trying to build yourself up, you know, you want to focus on your music. And then like your manager said, you know, then start working on collabs. But it's your brother. You can't help but do a collab with your brother, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And he's pretty good himself, too. So
that's dope.
He's doing great.
Does he play any instruments?
Yeah, he plays the drums and the guitar.
Wow, you have a super talented family. I'm impressed.
Yeah, we all dabble in music.
I love
it. My brother and I are the ones who wanted to pursue it as a career.
Yeah, definitely. So music being a passion of yours, what would you say that is your purpose through music?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know what? I've been talking about this with the team as well. And how I really want to do woman empowerment.
Oh, I love it.
I think it's something I'm actually really passionate about. The fact that men can say all these vulgar things about women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? We should be able to do that too.
I agree.
Like, I'm the woman and I take charge. And it's okay.
I'm in charge.
Hell yeah. So I'm trying to work on that as well.
I love that.
You know, break the taboo of it.
Yes.
Of like women being able to say like, no, I can manhandle you.
Absolutely. 100%. Because a lot of men try to make us women feel inferior. And, you know, just because we're a woman doesn't mean we cannot do everything a man can. There might be some things we can't do, you know, obviously. But, you know, for the most part, we can do anything that a man can do.
We really can. We really can. And that's kind of what I want to show through my music as well.
Absolutely. Do you find that being, you know, a female in the industry, you're an attractive female, you're talented. Do you find that it's a little bit tougher because you have, you know, men and stuff, you know, coming at you and you're trying to stay focused?
Oh, man. that's actually been super tough. And I'm just starting. It's crazy out there. Definitely have my manager, like, super protective of me. Like, making sure nothing happens to me because, yeah, it's, men do not care. They will try. They don't care to keep it professional.
It's
pretty sad. Pretty sad.
It's crazy. So fellas out there, just pipe down. You know, ladies don't like that aggressiveness.
Sometimes you can't even be nice to them because they get the wrong impression.
Absolutely. You can't even like their picture on Instagram without them jumping in your DM. It's like, bro, I just like the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah, We're not man bashing. We're just being honest.
Yeah. It's just tough for the woman out here in the industry.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So any young females that are out there that are, you know, aspiring, maybe they're in their still, you know, young teenage years, any advice that you could offer them as a female in the industry?
I think to just set boundaries from the start, you know, any don't let a man take advantage of you and just set those boundaries, you know, like let him know like that you're about your work and you're just here to do music.
Yes.
Just here to be professional. Let him know right away.
Absolutely. And that's what you have to do. Just out the gate, set the bar right out the gate. Like, no, we're not going there. Great advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you, as of lately, I know you've been putting singles out, but have you put any full bodies of work out, or is that something that you're still pushing out in the future a little bit?
No, we're still kind of waiting to find the perfect songs to fit in like an EP or an album. Right now we're just trying to do singles.
Absolutely. Definitely. Have you at all, you haven't put a full body of work out at all, or has it just been singles since you really started taking it serious?
It's just been singles. Yeah.
I think that's a great way to go because again, like you said earlier, you're really trying to keep the focus on you. And a good way to do that is through singles versus putting a whole body of work out because you have good music. You want to make sure the whole world hears it.
Yeah. And not only that, but I'm also trying to see kind of like what people like best for me, what they want to hear more. I released three different genres and I'm seeing, you know, what's doing the best. And then I feel like whichever one does the best, that's the route that I'm going to go with.
Definitely. Which one do you feel is getting the most attention right now?
I think the R&B actually.
Okay.
Which is good because that's honestly my favorite genre to make.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think, and this is my opinion, but I think R&B is like one of the most timeless genres out there because you can, again, going back, like I said, there's some 60s and 70s, you know, R&B music that I still listen to today in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
I agree.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your creative process because you do multiple genres. You play instruments, you dance. When it comes to the creative process of your music, do you sit down and physically put pen to paper when you write your music, or is it something you're putting on your phone? How does that part come together?
You know what? I've been thinking about doing that. I feel like it's just, I need to be a little more old school with that. I think it'll be better if I get the pen and paper. I do use my notes app, actually. I'm such a, oh my God. Yeah. But
that's technology, but, though.
yeah, it's tough. But I'm like, damn, what if I lose it all?
Right.
What if I can't back up my phone one day and I lose all my voice notes and all my notes?
Man, that's a great point. I didn't think about that.
yeah. I want to start writing it down. But I like to listen to beats and then whichever one just calls me that day, that's usually the one I go with. And then based on the beat that I'm feeling that day is what I start writing.
Awesome. Tell us about some of the producers that you've been working with.
Okay. So locally I worked with this producer called, Alonzo mixed by Zoe. I worked with this producer in Colombia, DJ Moff. He worked with big artists like Karol G.
Mm.
And this week I'm going to go work out in LA with DJ Pumbaa, who is working with Snow the Product as well. So I'm kind of dabbling in with the producers as well. with different genres. I'm really excited about that. They're all super talented people.
That might be a good in for you to work with Snow the Product.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're all super great, and I love learning like from each. They each have their own style of beats that they make, so I love learning from them.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what's important about as an artist working with different producers, because each of them are going to bring something a little different out in you.
Yeah, I love it.
And then on the engineering side, who are you working with that actually does the mixing and mastering for your music? Shout them out.
You know what? They do it themselves as well.
Okay.
They do it. Those producers. Uh-huh.
Now
they do producing and engineering.
I love that. Do you have a setup at your house where you're recording, or are you always in the studio when you record?
I do, actually. My brother and I just got a little setup that we've been using. And right now we're just recording like our demos in there to learn the songs. And then when we want to go like finish it up, we do go into the studio.
Makes it super convenient, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I truly recommend for any new artist.
Absolutely.
Just get in there every day and record something.
Right. Because you could literally like wake up in the middle of the night and have something on your heart. You're like, I got to get this off. You can boom.
It really works like that. It does. Middle of the night.
Where does your inspiration typically come in? Is it when you're driving, when you're waking up out of your sleep? Where do you typically derive that inspiration from the most?
Usually when I'm about to fall asleep.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm falling asleep, and I'm like, dang, I have this idea, and then I gotta get up from my bed and write it.
Are you an overthinker?
I don't know why, every time. I really am. Yes, I am.
I am too. Big time. I think that's a woman trait. Just we're overthinkers, because we as women, we're nurturing, and we're the glue to a lot of situations. So I think that's where that overthinking comes from. But yeah, going to sleep.
I think so too. I'm like, I gotta work on my mindfulness.
right, because I know when I lay down at night, like that's when my brain starts racing, and then I can't fall asleep, and before I know it, I'm like, it's been 2 hours and I'm still laying here.
That's crazy. Man, it sucks. Yeah, it happens to me too. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, it's trust me, like I have to literally take some Delta 8 gummies to go to sleep at night.
Oh my goodness.
Because I cannot fall asleep, and like I was telling my doctor about it, and of course they want to prescribe you sleeping pills, and I'm like, I'm not taking that, you know, like I want the more natural organic route, you know. So that's what's been helping. Outside of music, are there other business ventures that you're pursuing or want to pursue at some point?
Yeah, actually I think, man, I have so many ideas. I think at some point I want to do acting, and then I also wanted to, you know, have a clothing brand, maybe like gym wear. I love to work out.
There you go.
Things like that. Yeah. Oh, maybe even open up I'm really passionate about health, so maybe even open up like an organic restaurant in the future.
Now that would be dope. That would be dope.
Yeah.
Are you a cook as well? Do you like to get in the kitchen and throw down?
Yes, I do love to cook. Yes.
What is
that is something I'm also passionate about.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I would say spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. For people that don't know what it is, tell us what it is.
Pretty much just spaghetti with meat sauce.
Okay. But is there like a special way that you cook it? Or is it like the traditional?
I like traditional.
Yeah.
Like with the vegetables and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. That is dope. So yeah, so possibly a restaurant. Like you said, fitness wear, everything that really represents who you are as a person.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Get in the gym, get your workout in, keep yourself in shape so you can do them hour-long performances.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this single that you have. Right now it's in rotation with us here on The Hype. It's called Come Through. Who produced this record?
Oh, Mixed by Zoe.
Okay. And
He's local as well.
Have you done multiple songs with him?
I did. I have, actually. He's the first person I ever worked with in the industry. He's local, and I was like, you know what? I want to get into the studio. And I went in, and I work really great with him. He's great.
That's awesome.
I told him I want to do an R&B song. He played me this beat, and I was like, I loved it. Immediately, I knew what I wanted to do with it when I heard that beat for Come Through. And I come back, and I'm like, okay, I got something. And I start recording it, and he's like, you know what? I actually didn't even really like this beat, and I sent you some other ones, and because I was like, you know what, that, I'm not feeling that beat. But I, he's like, I love what you did with it. He's like, I did not expect that. Like, you made me like that beat.
That
and
is
it made me feel good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. He fell in love with it because of what you did with it. That is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to get that platinum plaque for him and you.
Hell yeah.
That's the goal. We're manifesting it. Plaques on the wall.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you have in the works? I know you talked about a couple performances that you have coming up. Anything else in the works that you want to make our listeners aware of?
I have a couple of Latin songs coming out soon. After that, I do want to go back to Colombia and work on some more reggaeton music. I think I'm going to stick to that for a bit.
Yeah.
Tap more into my roots. And then also after that, get some more R&B out.
Definitely. Definitely. Because that's going to make everybody proud of you. Like you said, going back to Colombia where you're from, you know, you want to represent where you're from and then, you know, incorporating that into your music as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love it. That is dope. Well, I love your journey. You've started at a young age. You have not stopped. You haven't let up. You haven't let nothing get in your way. And you do multiple things. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we check out the song, for anybody that wants to keep in touch with you and follow you on social media, go ahead and let them know what your Instagram or what other platforms you're on.
You can find me at Aranza Alexandria, Aranza Alexandri on Instagram. On Facebook and on YouTube. On TikTok, I'm at Aranza on the Beat.
Nice, absolutely. And do you have some recent music videos on YouTube?
I do. I released one about, I think, a month ago now.
Okay.
Doing really well. So you guys go check it out, please.
Definitely. I will absolutely check it out. And I make sure I subscribe to your YouTube channel as well.
Thank you. Please, yes, subscribe.
Yes, yes. Make sure you guys subscribe. Give her a thumbs up and leave a nice comment. You know, like it only takes you a couple minutes of your time.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you have a lot of people that love you, support you. Anybody you want to give thanks to or give a shout out to?
I mean, my brother, my mom, my producer, and my manager, Tony.
Definitely. And shout out to you. You're so dope.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Most definitely. Well, let's get into this record. Before we do that, is there anything else that you want to make an announcement about that you may have in the works that we did not cover?
That would be it. You covered everything. You did a great job.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, I'm out here in the Atlanta market. If you ever come out here, please let me know. I'd love to have you come to the studio so we could do this in person.
Yeah, I absolutely will. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Well, let's get into the record. It's come through, but I'm going to have you give us that official introduction for it.
What's up, guys? My name is Aranza Alexandria, and this is my new song, Come Through.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Yeah. Aranza on the beat. Baby, come and show me what you do, what you do. When I'm all alone, all I really want is you. Baby, just come through. Baby, just come through. Baby, come and show me how you move, how you move. When you bend me over, know that I'm your favorite. Talk like crazy glue. Baby, just come through. Baby, just come through. When I'm all alone, all I do is think of you. When you got me all alone and you got me all wet, and your hands go down my waist and you in between my legs, and we in between the sheets till it's 2 a.m. reminiscing in my bed, and I say again, don't take too long, cause I don't wanna waste no time. I just wanna make you mine again. Baby, come and show me what you do, what you do.
I'm your favorite, you.
Once again, that is Aranza Alexandria. Make sure you guys tap in with her on social media. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, right here on the Hype 87.3. You guys stay tuned, stay locked in. 9 p.m., we got DJ T Money coming up live in the mix. But I'm up out of here, you guys.